Have you ever seen a speaker pace back and forth during the speech? This is okay to do before you speak, back in the background, but not during your speech. What do those speakers do to their speeches when they pace back and forth? If you said damage them, you're absolutely correct, because they walk all over the scenes they've created. Remember, storytelling is a series of scenes, and you must create a scene and commit to it the entire time while you're telling that specific story. But let's cut to the chase. There are three major reasons for moving on stage, and here they are. Number one, an action in your story prompts your movement on stage. Let the action drive. For example, I might say, John, before I say yes to this raise, I have to go home and talk to my wife about this. Well, let me ask you a question. Where do you think I should walk on stage? Wherever home is represented, which in my speech is usually the center of the stage. The vice president's office in this story is represented on my left side of the stage, and I walk over there whenever I have a conversation with him. So in other words, the action drives the movements. If you're telling a story about standing in line, guess what you should do? Stand. Okay? You don't need to be walking back and forth if you're standing in line. You won't be doing much movement at that point in the story. So the key is to do as your character does and let the action drive the movement. That's number one. The second reason for moving on stage is to create a timeline out of the floor. Now, I know you might not be in America right now, but in America, the timeline goes from left to right, which means from my audience's members' perspective, their left is the past, the center is the current, and the right side of the stage is their future. Here's an example of how this works. I have a quick story where I say, I'm glad you clapped for me because most people don't like me. You know why they don't like me? Because I joined Toastmasters in March of 1998. I got my CTM in March of 1999 and I won the world championship in August of 1999 in my very first try. Now you clap, but can you feel the haters in the room? Now, that's content, but the delivery is made clearer by my use of the stage. I start on my audience's left side of the stage, and I gradually walk up the timeline as I go from March of 1998 to August of 1999. Now here's the key. As the speaker, I have to do everything backwards. I have to be like the aerobics instructor and do everything in the opposite direction. So I have to move to my right so that the audience sees me moving to their left whenever I go back into the past. You got that? I know this is difficult because we're on audio here, but hopefully you pick that up. And here's the other key to the timeline. Many speakers are starting to understand how to use it, but they don't always know why they're using it. The main reason why you use this timeline is so you can do visual and verbal callbacks to those spots on the floor. For example, toward the end of my speech, I could always do a visual and verbal callback by saying something like, and just like when I joined Toastmasters. And when I say that, I physically point to that spot on the timeline where I joined Toastmasters. And I'll say, and just like when I got my CTM, and I'll point to that spot. And just like when I won the world championship, point to that spot. And then I'll keep moving on into the future. Those spots represent scenes in the audience's mind, and it's often very emotional to do these visual and verbal callbacks. Remember, they've probably been anchored to a scene and to the character and to the emotion. Now, you might say, well, Craig, my speech doesn't involve dates and years like yours does. Well, my quick answer to that is, yes, it does. Almost all stories are chronological in nature. Something happened, and then something happened afterwards. So as time goes on, walk to that next spot on the timeline. Create your timeline and walk it. That's the second reason for moving on stage. Third reason, and this is not an exhaustible list, but these are three top reasons. You want to make a visible structure for your speech. For example, on stage, I actually often say, today you'll pick up tools to create commitment, not just compliance from your employees. Well, I say that from my audience's left side of the stage. Then I move to the center of the stage, gradually and subtly, and say, and you'll see just how you can raise the morale through the roof. And then as I move to their right, I say, and you'll get the tools to become the kind of leader others admire and want to follow. So if they look at their handouts, they'll see that there are three sections, and they visually can see these three sections on the stage because I set it up that way. And then I'll walk back to the commitment section of the stage and say, so how do you build commitment with your staff? Each section of the stage represents a section of the speech. I know it's hard for me to explain without you seeing it, but hopefully that's still clear enough. So those are the three major reasons for moving on stage. An action in your story prompts the movement. You want to create a timeline out of the floor and walk it. And you want to make a visible structure for your speech so that it's very clear for your audience. So move with a purpose, whether it's an action, timeline, or a structure. That's it for this week. Until next week, keep speaking up.